Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
And Willie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Now, are you down in Florida?
Yeah, I'm down in Florida.
Well, you know what? This time of year, I always sort of think of guys like you who, you know, you came out of Pine Bluff High School, not heavily recruited. You go to Louisiana Tech. You grow into a monster. And you go from not heavily recruited to the 8th overall pick in the NFL draft and, of course, in the NFL Hall of Fame. I just want to get your take on what do you remember about that week of NFL draft week?
Man, it was really exciting. Like you said, I went from barely recruited. I remember after my junior year, I committed to the Hula Bowl. They had the Hula Bowl and the Shrine and the Senior Bowl the same week. So I went to Hawaii, then I did well at the combine, and I just remember going up to the draft. I had friends with me, my sister, my dad, my mom, my sister. We were at the Marriott Marquis downtown, and I was projected anywhere from 5 to 10, and it was an exciting time coming from Pine Bluff, and then ended up being a top 10 pick, and we had a lot of fun that week.
Did you have anybody else? You know, you were projected between 5 and 10. We've seen the horror stories, like, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers or somebody that's there on site, and they are told they think they're going to be drafted like you were at a certain spot, and they don't get that. Did you have any of that in your room when you were drafted?
No, we didn't really have that. Irv was there, where Irv Smith figured. And Irv went 20. You know, he went 20 to the Saints. The Saints, the Detroit Lions, Pat Swinner got traded from the Saints, and they traded up to 8. And then I went 8, and then Lincoln Kennedy went 9. But going into that year, before that year, Lincoln probably should have came out of junior. He probably would have been a top 10 pick. He had played at Washington when they won the Rose Bowl in 91. And they had Steve Emmitt and all those guys. But, no, we didn't have a lot of guys sliding around, and I can't remember how many guys were there. I just remember Drew Bledsoe went number one.
Drew Bledsoe was number one.
He had jeans on. He didn't even have a suit on.
Is that right? Wow. Did you? I guess for you, did they have you? Did you go out and get a brand new suit?
I went and got something. I got something. My agent was from Denver, Colorado, so I got a suit back then, not like they do now, but yeah, I got a suit for the draft, and I just remember the family being there, friends being there, and you know what, David, I don't even think my teammates I played college with knew I was born that high. People didn't understand, you know, that was 30 years ago, so when I ended up going that high, people didn't even realize I was born that high in the draft.
How about that? Yeah.
Was Lincoln Kennedy on that Tuck Rule Raiders team? Am I thinking somebody else?
Would he have still been playing on that Tuck Rule? I don't know if he would have. Would he have been retired by then, Lincoln Kennedy, Willie?
What year was that?
What year was that? Was 2003 or 2000? I think he was done by then.
Yeah, he would have been on that team. He would have been on that team, yes.
Wow. Yeah, he's a huge dude.
He's a great guy. I listen to
him. Yeah, he does radio. Yeah. Looking at you also had Will Shields in your class that went to the NFL Hall of Fame. Michael Strahan went 40th. You went 8th. Michael Strahan went 40th. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. Jerome Bettis went 2 picks after you. He went to the NFL Hall of Fame. So, John Lynch. He went 82. He went the third round, 82nd pick, and
what was Bettis's significance?
He was a stud at Notre Dame.
Well, I know he was a stud at Notre Dame. Was he? He wasn't high. Was he high? Was he? He wasn't Heisman, was he?
No, I don't think he was. He was there. I think he did go to the Heisman, and now I think he, but he didn't win it.
Well, I don't know what the significant was. Was he Rookie of the Year? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, he was. Right. He was ahead. He was NFL Rookie.
Yeah, he was Rookie of the Year.
Okay,
yeah.
I knew there was something with him. Very. I mean, what a class. We just keep talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Have you paid attention to this year's draft at all, Willie? Anybody you're paying attention to?
I want to see those linemen. They got a lot of real good players. You know, it's the way they do it now. There's so many linemen and D linemen that can go high because of the way it's capped off. So it's not, you know, they're not looking for quarterbacks. So it's gonna be a blue collar draft because you don't have any quarterbacks we're talking about are gonna be real high. So you got a bunch of receivers in this draft. I want to see what the Chiefs are going to do after they let Tyreek Hill go.
Right,
And see what happens there. But, you know, like you said, it's always exciting times. And I think about the draft. And my birthday is in April. So, you know, every year, you know, I remember I had a birthday. And then my family was up there. I will say this. My sister Mary was there in Cincinnati. Were bored when they got on the clock. They didn't want, they had ties to my, they didn't want them to take me. So she got a little upset because I didn't go to Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati fans were kind of not wanting them to draft me. And they ended up drafting, you know, Curry and Copeland one time.
Oh, yeah.
Who played against Arkansas the week before we played at Legion Field.
Yeah, he really whipped those guys. They destroyed us, and that's where I think you made your money, you know, in the draft, is you handle those guys pretty easily. 11-time Pro Bowl, obviously NFL Hall of Famer for the Saints and the Chiefs. You know, the other thing, obviously because we're Arkies, we're rooting for the Arkansas kids. Treylon Burks is a kid, obviously, from Warren, which is, you know, obviously they got a tremendous track record of receivers come out of Warren. And so they're projecting him, Willie, I think, somewhere in the first round, probably around 20. Did you get a chance to watch him play much?
Oh, yeah, I saw him play. Yeah, he can play, too. Yeah, it was good. And I'm looking forward to watching the Razorbacks doing better. I like the Musselman. I like the coach, the basketball coach, too. I think that he's doing a good job, too, with the Razorbacks.
Well, Willie, we just wanted to have you jump on. It's really cool. It's a special time for guys who've worked hard, yeah. You know.
Willie, was there a time? Because I hear about it all the time from some of the pros that are out there now, that use not being picked by some of the bigger schools as motivation to go. And that doesn't always work out, but obviously that is something that did that play any part in you? And when did you make a transition from your freshman year to your junior year? Did people start regretting not picking you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, it was different back then. You know, I mean, I was just happy to have a scholarship, to be honest.
Right on.
So I never thought I would probably be, you know, 300 pounds. Now, when I got up there and I started getting in that weight room and started, you know, drink a little beer and started developing. my red shirt sophomore year, we played Maryland in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, and then you got to understand, when I was at La Tech, we played SEC schools every year. So
right. Yeah.
I played Auburn twice. Wow. I played Alabama. I played in South Carolina twice. We played Ole Miss. So we played 7 SEC schools. We beat Baylor my senior year at Baylor.
Right.
So I played against David Rocker, the Four Horsemen. I played against all them SEC schools. So that's why we knew we could play, because we played them pretty close. So we played Auburn, and they kicked the field goal to beat us, and they were ranked 5th one year. So I played all them guys, and I think that SEC competition really helped me in college.
No doubt yeah, that it did. I mean, we hear Baz all the time talking about, because not just you, but of course Hampton's got one of the trophies as well that Baz helped develop. And we hear Hampton or somebody say, "Man, he reminds me of a Dan Hampton." When you look at some players out there, who do you see go, "Man, he reminds me a little bit of me"?
You know what? That lineman, the one I think from, is it North Carolina State or whatever? The one that's about 6'5", he's got good feet.
Yep.
He kind of reminds me of me. Good feet, good long arms. You know what I mean? He can move his feet, you know, can run block and pass block. I mean, these guys are such good athletes now. So, you know, it was so much fun going from unknown to being up there at the draft. But after that draft, that's only the start of it, you know.
Yeah.
My main thing was getting in camp on time. I wanted the chance to play, and I got in camp on time, and you know, I played every down my rookie year, so the rest was history after that.
Amen.
We're visiting with Willie Rofe, NFL Hall of Famer and number 8 overall pick in the NFL draft. Now, the kid who won your award this year, Emarion Harris, who is a Central Arkansas kid, is up at Fayetteville. And, he's a big dude. You think about how, you know, you weren't that big in high school. This kid's already, what, 6'7", 350.
Is this from Robinson?
Yeah. Talk about your visit with him when you gave him your award, your thoughts on him.
I mean, I really like him. He's got great feet. And I just told him, I said, look, I told the young man, I said, "You're big enough. Get in the weight room, lean down, you know, he's young. they're going to work some of that baby fat out off of him and get strong, you know, get strong and make sure he's bend those knees. You know, he's a big guy, but he's got excellent feet and, long, and he's got those long arms. So he's got the size. It's just making sure you got the technique and getting in there and getting after it and taking care of that schoolwork. But he's a very nice young man, and I'm looking forward to watching him play. All those guys that won their war, I like to watch him and keep up with him and then watch him play.
You know, the watching, when going up and watching him in spring practice, they've got their first group of linemen that have been around there. They got like 100 starts, Justin. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch much of that, but it's most of those guys. But then they've got that back row, the second line. They're all like 6'6", 350, 6'8", 330. Mm. It's that kind of line that Sam Pittman likes. They likes the big NFL size.
When them 6 first-rounders out of Georgia.
Did you hear that, Willie? I said it looks like Georgia's projecting, they're projecting that Georgia might have 6 first-round draft choices off their defense alone. Isn't that just crazy?
I heard that, and you can see it too. Those guys are flying around. They can really play some football.
Yeah, that helps you win a national championship. Well, man, we know you're busy. Yeah, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a great representative of Arkansas, and shows it's a great story of how, I said, you went down Louisiana Tech and made your way, and 11-time Pro Bowl. The NFL Hall of Fame is one thing. To be 11-time Pro Bowl, that's even added value to what you've done. But we appreciate you jumping on with us, Willie.
All right, thank y'all for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Willie
Rove. All right. Yeah,